Page 222. A presidential response.
Today, President Obama ordered limited changes to surveillance conducted by the National Security Agency. Last summer, we learned that the NSA was collecting the phone records of millions of Americans. Not the conversations themselves, but the numbers that were being called and the duration of the calls. That secret program was exposed by Edward Snowden, the NSA computer technician, who revealed many of the agency's secrets. Major Garrett has details of Mr. Obama's plan. Major?
Scott, the president ordered more judicial oversight, and he said he wants the government to stop storing vast amounts of phone and internet data. But Mr. Obama did not fundamentally change counterterrorism surveillance and stoutly defended high-tech spying.
We cannot prevent terrorist attacks or cyber threats without some capability to penetrate digital communications. Whether it's to unravel a terrorist plot, to intercept malware that targets a stock exchange, to make sure air traffic control systems are not compromised, or to ensure that hackers do not empty your bank accounts. We are expected to protect the American people. That requires us to have capabilities in this field.
Effective immediately, the National Security Agency must seek approval from a secret federal court before it can search its massive trove of telephone and internet data. There is an exemption for emergency terror threats. For now, the NSA will continue to store surveillance data, but the president wants that to end. Congress and the administration will study alternatives.
Our intelligence agencies will continue to gather information about the intentions of governments.
After bitter complaints from German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, Mr. Obama said this about spying on foreign leaders.
Unless there is a compelling national security purpose, we will not monitor the communications of heads of state and government of our close friends and allies.
The U.S. can still spy on friendly foreign governments, but there will be more scrutiny and higher level approval required. And lastly, Scott, the U.S. government will now begin to purge data collected on foreign citizens that is not relevant to terrorist investigations.
Copyright CBS Evening News.